I'm reminded of the picture of Jesus standing outside a door, inspired by the scripture verse in Revelation 3:20. In the NIV, it says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." If you look closely, there's no outside knob on that door. It must be opened from the inside. I have opened that door many times in many locations. It seems I was always having to start over where Jesus was last seen. I know he is always with me, but the natural man seems to be able to ignore his presence, don't you know? I suppose, like me, you stood at many doors yourself in anticipation of change and improvement, but most of those doors didn't make things better at all. Outside a worship center, the best door I've ever opened was the one at the choral room in Bryan, Texas. I know that was the door for me, and I was at my best there. But alas, my stiff neck and determination to do it my way led to difficulties and escape. Regardless of the unpleasantness brought on by conflicts with authority, my labor of love was rewarded hundreds of times over by the students who loved choir as much as I did. I had little problems with Travis Lipscomb and H. Wilson Cheesy Cook, but except for a few administrators for whom I substituted, it wasn't until 2000 when I met a jewel. Dr. Yvonne Walker was among the best elementary administrators I have ever met. She believed in hiring the best and letting the best do their best without interference. I probably returned to my original, most creative state there in North Las Vegas, Fitzgerald Elementary. For the first year and a half, she was the boss, and I soared like an eagle, like I did in Bryan. It was a hoot. Then she developed hip trouble and, after surgery, was assigned elsewhere. The last semester at Fitzgerald was like Bryan, 59 through 71, all over again. When the school was repainted with lead-based paint, it sent my COPD over the top, and I was transferred to another school. That's another story. Door after door has been my life, and I wouldn't trade those experiences for anything, but could have mellowed sometimes, don't you know? That's why my theme song now is "Wherever He Leads, I'll Go." That's what I get from my box of chocolates.